Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of the Theater Podcast. I'm Alan Seals, bringing you some special exclusive behind-the-scenes interviews from the red carpet of opening night from Anne Juliet on Broadway, a show I went in knowing nothing about. It is absolutely now one of my favorite and highly, highly recommended shows. So let's just dive straight in with a little chat with Juliet herself, Lorna Courtney. When I asked her about whether or not she felt any extra pressure from opening night, here's what she had to say.
I did feel the pressure today. I'm not going to lie, I did feel nervous, but it was reassuring knowing that everyone who's in the audience is there to enjoy, to give love, and to support what we have going on stage.
Do you have a favorite moment in the show that you are not in?
Ooh, Teenage Dream. Oh. Oh my gosh, Teenage Dream is so much fun, and you can hear it by the reactions. Everyone is with them the whole time. They love seeing Mel and Paolo dance and sing their heart out. It's amazing.
It's so much fun. Congratulations. Happy opening. You are truly wonderful on the show.
Thank you so much.
Betsy Wolfe, who plays Anne Hathaway, no, not that Anne Hathaway, is also a force to be reckoned with on stage. Here's what we chatted about.
I cannot believe we're here. I've been thinking about this night since May. I love the rehearsal process, though. I love that whole thing, but like, there is nothing like finally getting there, and like you said, like just hearing the audience and just going, oh my gosh, we made it.
Your character of Anne Hathaway is so unique and interesting, and I love the way that you play it, and because we come out and expect, again, like the wife, to be like kind of forgotten in the background.
Yeah, no, she's not gonna be forgotten.
And is there a moment when you come out and you're like, oh, the audience gets why I'm here and what I'm doing?
I think from the first time I say hi, I'm Anne. I think they understand where we're going with this. Yeah, she's not supposed to be at the theater that night, but she's coming there.
What's your favorite moment in the show that you are not in?
Ooh, problem, easy. Yeah. Problem. Yeah. When they do that number, I'm just like, game changer. Let's go. I feel so cool when they do that number.
Well, congratulations. Happy opening. You are wonderful.
Thank you.
Something I'm always curious about is how and when people get cast in their respective shows, how their auditions go, what their journey is. And I was fortunate enough to talk about exactly that with Stark Sands, who plays the lovingly despicable William Shakespeare.
I was cast in the show in April or May of this year. And it's November, so it's been a very fast journey for me. I was cast in, and about a week later, we were rehearsing. We went to Toronto, we did a wonderful run at the Princess of Wales Theatre in Toronto, and then we came here, we did like 2 weeks of previews, and now we've opened. So it's actually not that long, but it's a testament to how prepared this company is. And it's remarkable that we have 15 Broadway debuts in the company. And yet we are still, you know, performing at the level we're at.
I love I don't want to call it a fad. I want to call it like the shift in storytelling now on Broadway is telling the stories of these lesser known characters, especially women and people of color and underrepresented individuals. And the facts that Will Shakespeare spouts, the facts that we've learned about Will and Anne Hathaway, the legitimate wife, the real name of his real wife. Is there anything that you that you have learned in doing this show that you were like, wow, I had no idea that that was either like really cool or really not cool?
I mean, I've learned so much. When I was cast, I did a deep dive into all my Shakespeare. I read a bunch of biographies. I read a bunch of, you know, analysis and research. And I learned so much about what life was like at this time, the company of players that he really worked with. I wanted to just understand it. Now, it's not entirely relevant because what we're doing is a sort of meta version of it. Obviously, we have these modern songs. But I learned incredible things. It's true that they were married, and then he went off and would come home maybe once a year, you know, to see his kids and his wife, and they didn't spend a lot of time together. He really did leave her the second best bed in the will. That's all she got. You know, there's been a lot written about it. There's a lot of, you know, theories. And I'm still reading and learning as much as I can.
There's a line about how beautiful the soliloquies he would write for other men. You know, and yeah, there's a lot that when you put it all together in a nice little package that Anne Juliet is, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes a lot more sense now. So okay, last question then. If you could only see one show for the rest of your life, but you can see it as many times as you want, what would you see?
Oh my gosh, that's really tough. If I could only see one show for the rest of my life, this is a show that hit me so hard and hit me on all the levels, Next to Normal.
Oh my God.
I know. It's kind of a strange choice, but it's my gut is telling me that I was moved so much by the performances in that show.
Oh
my God. And, you know, I became friends with Tom Kitt because of American Idiot, and so, like, I have connections to those people, and that's my impulse answer for you.
Thank you so much. Happy opening. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Stark mentioned that the show hosts 15 Broadway debuts. One of my absolute favorite debuts is Elena V. Maderal, a swing who swung in for Act 2 of the final preview, of course, the night before opening, the show I was actually there able to see. So, of course, we had to chat about that.
I was at the show last night.
Wait, then you saw me on.
I was going to say, I was like, wait a second. She wasn't there at the very beginning. What happened backstage?
Yes, well, yesterday afternoon for the matinee, I was in the green room eating some food, and then I hear on the call, Elena, please get into mic and costume. You will be going on for Act 2. And so that was my debut into the show and also on Broadway as well. That was my Broadway debut, was doing the second act in the matinee.
So you're stepping on stage, wiping chips, crumbs off your face.
I know, I was like, I think I was eating hash browns or something, and then I was like, okay, I really drink some water, mouthwash. I was like, let me go on stage, and it was, the feeling was being like shot out of a cannon. You just kind of had to go for it. But honestly, I loved that aspect of it, because then there's not too much overthinking. You just kind of have to go for it, and I enjoyed it. It was so much fun.
I absolutely love the nature of swings and understudies and standbys and alternates, and like, this industry would not exist, especially right now, without you.
The only thing that was going through my mind in that moment was like, okay, I go here, then I go here, I pick up this prop, then I sing these lyrics. But honestly, at the same time, there was so much adrenaline, and like, I felt so hyped up that it kind of just took over, and I was also just having fun at the same time. It's weird. I feel like swings have like a double mind where they're like thinking of like so many things very quickly, but at the same time just having fun and trying to connect with everybody on stage and also connect to the audience. I mean, the energy was insane and I loved it. It was so much fun.
What is your favorite moment of the show that you get to watch every night?
Oh, okay. So when Juliet and Romeo, they're having a scene together in Act 2, Juliet starts singing to Romeo, and Romeo says, I'm sorry, I'm being weirdly emotional. And Juliet says, you are weirdly emotional, and I love that about you. That is my favorite line and my favorite section of the show. There's just so much underneath that I think is beautiful. And then they go right into One More Try, which is my favorite song in the show. And I think everything about that scene and that song is just beautiful.
There are so many layers of representation, pushing boundaries and breaking ceilings, all contained within Anne Juliet. One newcomer to the stage is Justin David Sullivan, who talks to me about the privilege he feels to get to tell an atypical story around the character of May, a journey that may help others to find themselves.
When you first read this script, did you realize that it was going to be, like, take us to the depths that it did?
I think that when I first knew about this character, the character that I play is May, I knew that it was something special, something that I'd never seen before. And then to get to read the full script and see all the stories and all the characters come to life, I was like, whoa, this show has something for everyone, and this is something that I've never seen before. So I knew it was special, for sure.
How much of you do you bring to the role? And how much of you is May, and how much of May is you?
I would say, and I don't know how other people have answered this, but I feel like May and I are one and the same. I have never seen a character that I related to more than May. It's so surreal, and that's something that makes me so grateful to get to tell a story that, you know, I resonate so closely to, so close to my own truth, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, yeah. Have you heard any like feedback from people? This is only opening night, so there's gonna be, fingers crossed, years and years of stage doors.
Yeah.
But have you heard feedback from people who are like, finally, this is what I need. This is what I have to see on stage now.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, representation is so important, especially on Broadway. You know, for a community that really wants to be super inclusive, I think that it's important that these kinds of stories are getting told. And I meet so many people every day that are just like, thank you so much for telling this story with so much honesty. And, you know, people that have told me things like seeing you perform this role has made me brave enough to like come out to my family. And those are the moments that, you know, I will cherish forever. And it's always a reminder to me of why this is so important. Yeah.
What is your favorite moment from the show that you are not in?
My favorite from the show, for sure, is It's My Life. Romeo's entrance, spoiler alert, is really iconic. And that number is just gets you so pumped up and so excited for Act 2. I think it's an incredible number.
Congratulations. Happy opening.
Thank you.
So Ben Jackson Walker, who, spoiler alert, plays the character of Romeo, he talks about his journey with the show as well. What really surprised me about him, though, is that even though he slays the pop songs in this show, he actually trained in traditional musical theater.
My journey started with the show early this year in, like, February? Before that. Before this year in, like, I'm so lost. What year is it?
2022.
I think it was earlier this year, and I auditioned and then heard about it in February or March. And then we started in Toronto, and then now we're here.
When you start, training for musical theater, did you lean into the pop side of things, or were you doing more traditional musical theater?
I did more traditional stuff.
Really?
That's always kind of been my first love, but like I would sing pop music on the side, like not in voice lessons, and like I was singing like Alicia Keys and like stuff like that. And so it's always been like in my heart and in my soul. So it wasn't hard to like lean into that.
Would you remember where you were when you got the call that you were going to be in the show and get to sing these songs?
I do. I was in Vancouver in a hotel room, and I was filming my first movie ever, which was insane. And so to get that call while that was happening, I was like, I literally like blacked out for a second. I was like, what the hell is happening? It was the craziest like day of my life. And I remember I just went on a long walk and listened to an album by this band called Big Thief and walked around and was like, what's going on?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. What's your favorite number from the show that you are not in?
That I'm not in? Oh, God. My favorite number of the show I'm not in? I'd have to say it's got to be either Blow or Show Me Love.
Those are
both of my favorites.
Yeah.
They're so dreamy.
All right, so if you can only see one show for the rest of your life, but you can see it as many times as you want, what would you see?
Sweeney Todd. Good thing it's coming back.
All right. Congratulations. Happy opening.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Nothing can beat the energy of an opening night performance. From the audience, it is unbeatable, and it's an experience everybody should have at least once. And from the actor's point of view, I can only imagine. Melanie Labari, who is phenomenal in the role of Angelique the nurse, says it in her own words.
Ooh, the audience.
Oh my God.
I didn't know it. I thought we were never going to make it through.
I
was like, ooh, I don't know if we're going to get to the end. It was There are kind of no words to describe what happened tonight. Because even to say that it was magical, it doesn't seem like a big enough word to with big enough meaning. I don't think a word has been described, that has been invented yet to describe what tonight was. I know we could say explosive and we could say that it was overwhelming and it was, but it seems as if those words don't seem to have the enormity and the depth and breadth of the experience of tonight.
One of the things I really love about this show so much is that on the surface, it's, you know, like it's pop songs with a comedy, a funny story. But underneath, there are so many layers and so many levels, especially led by your character, that are just like, when by the end of the show, I'm in tears and destroyed by all of the emotion that's pouring out of everything. When you first did the first read through and all of this and whatnot, did it surprise you in the same way?
It absolutely did. I felt exactly the same way as I did when I read Matilda the Musical for the first time. I knew that was very special. And I read this, and the script has changed tremendously since then. Yeah, from since then, because I was in the first workshop of it, which is when I first read the script back in 2017.
Wow.
And it's changed quite a bit since then. But when I first read it, I knew that I didn't know what I was going to play, but I knew that I had to be in it.
I don't care what it is.
Luke. And I've known Luke for a long time as well, because we both worked on Matilda together. So it's, you know, about 12, 14 years now. And so I just felt that script, like, it went inside of me. It went into my skin, and it stayed there and lived there. And I think I've now lived with it for about 5 years. So, you know, this show is pretty much a part of my DNA now.
I love it. Well, congratulations. Happy opening. It is such a beautiful show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Paolo Zott, who plays Lance and made his Broadway debut 14 years ago, reflects on tonight compared to other debuts and again speaks to the energy of the cast and his co-stars.
As a cast, as a company, you have to keep your energy up all the time anyway, but is this still the same for you tonight, the same feeling, that buzz that it was 14 years ago?
It did, you know, especially because my co-star, Mel Barry, was having her Broadway debut, and we have so many scenes together, so I could feel her excitement, and I was reminded many, many times in my own emotions during the show of my Broadway debut. I knew what she was going through, and it's something that you never forget.
So is there a moment in the show that is your favorite that you are not in?
Yes. I think it's the moment when they sang Roar. It's a beautiful moment, and I always sing in my restroom room, too.
Are you a normal pop song guy anyway, or what do you listen to outside of this show?
You know, my first job as a singer was in the opera field. I'm an operatic singer, so I only knew pop a little bit. Most of the songs I knew, but many of them I had no idea before. And of course, I fell in love. It's one of those shows, when it ends, you just want to do another one. So you feel like you're dancing all the time, and it's fun.
Felipe Arroyo, who only auditioned for the show 11 months prior, reflects on his own journey making it to opening night in the role of Francois.
I mean, it's been a long time coming. We've been working on it. I was actually looking at my audition. It was 11 months ago, and to be there and now here, it's such a dream. It's such a blast. Excited to be here.
So 11 months ago is actually when you got cast?
No, 11 months ago is when I had my very first audition. 2 months prior to that, I auditioned for Romeo. Wasn't a good fit. But then we found it. We landed softly on Francois.
I love Francois. It's one of my favorite characters. Do you have a favorite moment in the show that you are not in?
I really love the moment in Oops, I Did It Again, when I'm like, oh, so you do want to marry me? And she's like, oh, no.
Thank you.
I did this again.
What's your favorite pop song from the show? Are you a pop song person?
I'm not. I really love musical theater. Sweeney Todd, Into the Woods, Little Shop of Horrors, that's my favorite thing. But after being cast in this show, I've had to learn a little bit. But is it cheating to say that One More Try in this show, it's such an original song, and I feel like it fits the moment so well that it makes me tear up a little bit.
I agree. It's one of my favorite moments. I was like, it fits so perfectly. Of course, we need that. Congratulations.
Thank
happy
you so much. Thank you so much. It was good meeting you.
One of the many things I like about Andrew Liette is that all of the ensemble members have names and have developed their own characters. So here is Jasmine Raphael, who just made her Broadway debut playing ensemble member named Imogen, and who joined the cast just a week before rehearsal started.
So did you know anything about the show before you were cast?
Nothing. They said, in a week, can you move to New York? And I moved to New York.
So you just showed up and you're like, all right, so I'm gonna sing my ass off with a bunch of pop songs. Is there a favorite song that you have in the show that you were like, holy shit, yeah, this totally belongs in the show?
I mean, I love Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely because I'm a huge Backstreet Boys fan.
Right.
Like, when that comes up, I feel like so sentimental. Right. So, yeah.
What's your favorite moment in the show that you are not in?
That I'm not in? What do you want from me from Man Francois? It's like very angsty. And
listen,
like,
do you have an hour and a half? Can you recite the whole show for me right now?
Yeah, sure. It starts, all you people, can't you see, can't you see? Yeah.
And then fast forward,
and then it's like, can't stop the feeling. So just dance, 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 yeah.
If you could only see one show, though, for the rest of your life, but you can see it as many times as you want, what would you see?
Oh, my God. This show, because I haven't even seen this show.
It's so good. I saw it last night, if I'm being honest.
I can't wait to see it.
All right. Again, you've heard me say this so many times. Major shout out to swings, understudies, standbys, and alternates, whom especially with all of the COVID going around, without them, we probably wouldn't have a Broadway industry to speak of right now. So next up, newcomer to the show, Megan Kane, who plays ensemble member Lucy and is the understudy for Angelique and Anne Hathaway, shares her journey.
So I am the new company member. I was not in Toronto, so I am joining the company for Broadway. So I started a month ago. I learned
a month.
Yes, I learned the show by myself in a rehearsal studio for a week with all the associates, and then I joined the company for a week and learned it in a studio, and then we were on stage.
Okay. So props to that, because holy shit.
Yeah.
So now that you're opening night, like, was this everything that you'd expected to be, or was it just kind of a whirlwind? Do you remember the last month?
I mean, I do. I'm sleepy, but I remember it. It has been truly a dream come true. I've waited for this moment my entire life, and I have really tried to take stock and pause and realize the magnitude of this moment. And it has been such a joy, and this company has welcomed me with the absolute most big open arms I could ever dream of. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of it.
What is your favorite moment from the show that you're not in?
That I'm not in?
Is there a song?
Oh, gosh. Well, I really want to do all of the, like, stuff in the air. Like, I really want to come down like Romeo. Sure. I really want to fly in One More Try, and I really want to go on the chandelier. So maybe those moments.
You just want to fly. That's all.
I just want to fly. I just want to be up, you know?
So then, last question. If you can only see one show for the rest of your life, but you can see it as many times as you want, what would you see? One show.
Into the Woods.
The current version or any version?
Any version.
Good.
Yeah. Love it.
Congratulations. Happy opening.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to meet you.
Joe Moeller, Jomo, who plays ensemble member Henry and is the understudy for Will Shakes and Lance, is 34 and is one of the many Broadway debuts. So he actually had something really incredible to say.
I'm pumped. I can't believe it. Like, it's been such a rush. And, like, the build-up to get here is insane, so this moment just feels like, I feel like I'm going to explode.
I heard you saying that you're 34, you've been doing this for a while, like, now you're making your Broadway debut. Do you have any advice for people who may be, like, struggling to get to this point in their career?
Determination pays off. Like, if you know you're going to do it, you know you're going to do it. I knew it would happen sometime, and I just, like, kept pushing for it.
What's your favorite scene in the show that you are not in?
That I am not in. What do you want from me? I just think it's, like, beautiful and heart-wrenching. It's so, so good. And Justin and Philippe are so incredible in that scene.
Thank you. Happy opening. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Everyone, please go to AnnJulietBroadway.com for more information, to get tickets, and just please go see the show. It's so phenomenal. Of course, you know, follow this podcast if you're not already. Hit that follow button wherever you're listening now, and make sure you keep getting all of the great content that I'll keep dropping in the future, including more red carpets, more behind the scenes, and of course, more amazing interviews. See you next time.
Take a deep breath, make the world a little colorful.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.